Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers. The Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys morning show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys morning show.
93.3 The Planet Rocks.
What's this thing? Like, I can't tell if there's a big plate of your favorite food there, if you're just all excited about winning all that money.
Excited for some Mega Millions.
Yeah, but I don't, like, they tell you you have better odds if you pick the numbers. I mean, it's still not good odds, but better.
Well, you're never going to have good odds at winning the lottery for $700 million.
So I don't know if I want to quick pick them or stand in line, you know, with everybody else holding it up with my sheet, picking my numbers.
Let me ask you a silly question. I say that in case it is silly. If it's not, it's brilliant. Let's say, okay, it's a, how much? 500?
Which one?
Whichever the big one is. I don't know. That's Powerball, right?
Is it Mega Millions 700?
Mega Millions is the bigger one this time.
Okay. 640, one of them. So how much, if they're going to pay that much out, how much did they make off of it? Like, what's the payout on all the teal? You know what I'm saying? They're not just doing this like I thought Bob Barker did Price is Right just to give away money. They're doing it. They're not collecting money and giving it all to one person. There's residuals. So I'm wondering, out of $700 million, how much money was taken in on that? Billions.
Yeah.
Oh, not billions.
Well, yeah. I mean,
it's multi-state.
Yeah.
Oh, billions then. We should start our own lottery. Rawls Gall's Lottery.
Some scratchers?
Yeah. Scratchers, sniffers, whatever. Huffers, puffers, Jimmy, you're all included.
I'm down with all those.
It just doesn't seem like it would hit. Like, it seems like they would pull some, I don't know, man. Maybe it's just random. Maybe they just, the balls shoot up the thing and it actually hits.
Gross.
Yeah.
I would do it the right way. I would not go blow it all. I would sit there and I would plan my life out as if, all right, you get Disney Plus now if you want to, you know, everything. But don't get crazy with it. Don't go buy you Mickey Mantle rookie cards and your Mike Trout autographs.
Well, you're getting into such a wealth with this amount of money.
Thank you.
The cash option would be $551 million. So by the time you pay taxes and stuff, you're still dealing with such a wealth of money that it's hard to fathom having that much money. I mean,
I'll take the risk.
It would be hard to go broke with that amount of money.
Yeah.
Yeah, you would have to leave and not tell anybody where you're going.
It would be really difficult to go broke on that amount of money.
You know, during the
you're just probably not going to live long enough to go broke with that amount of money.
I'm talking about it in past tense, but I was telling Nine, when we do the After Hours podcast, I make a mention sometimes that when we talk about the pandemic, to say which one it is and when it, because people could be listening to that down the, what are they talking about with the face mask? But over the pandemic stuff, you know, 401ks got hit real, real bad. And Nine would tell me, don't log in, don't look at it. And I finally did it. And that wasn't the thing that bothered me. It was the clickover thing of this is how much you'll get paid a week or a month or whatever it is.
Yeah, this is how much you have
and I'm like,
for retirement.
Man, I want a place at Ocean Lakes.
Well?
I want a chalet in Gatlinburg.
I have something I've been sitting on for a few days.
Well, it was your hands during sports.
That's why they're asleep now. No, I can tell you how much, if you were to retire right now, I can tell you how long you'd be able to live if you had $1 million.
Oh, okay.
How long you'd be able to support yourself and get by, that is.
Based off whose criteria? The median income?
This is by state.
Okay.
Some states it lasts longer than others.
Oh, that's interesting.
I think you'd be really interested to find out that you could live about almost 4 months longer with $1 million in North Carolina than you can in South Carolina. Like, cost of living here is not as cheap as advertised. We're right in the middle of the pack with this. We talk about how cheap cost of living is. It's not as cheap as we think it is. We're roughly right in the middle of the pack as far as...
You're trying to talk more people out of coming here.
Absolutely am, yeah. We got enough. And the more y'all come here, the higher the cost of living goes. Yeah. Downtown Greenville drags the whole thing up. Like, downtown Greenville and Charleston just... They skew the numbers so bad for the cost of living in this state.
God, man.
This thing says if you retired right now, you'd have an average annual grocery cost of $4,777, which is a neighborhood of $335 a month, roughly.
On groceries?
Yeah. Your annual housing cost, it says $8,037.66, which would be about $670 a month. Yeah, your annual utilities cost would be $4,100. Transportation, $4,200. Healthcare cost, $6,500. Welcome to America. Your total annual expenditures.
I'm going to buy an ambulance to be done with it.
Would be about $49,000. So with your $1 million savings for retirement, you could live for
20 years,
4 months, and 10 days. And then you'd be flat broke, so you better be dead by then. In North Carolina, the same amount of money.
I would go ahead and buy my time for the nursing home ahead of time. Can you pre-buy those?
Sure. In North Carolina, the same amount of money would last you 20 years, 8 months, and 5 days. Not quite 4 additional months.
Excuse me, retirement community. Would not live in a nursing home. My grandma was there and others. I'm not talking about all of them, but I would. That would be the utmost. I would pre-buy my retirement home.
Yeah.
You know, you talk about stuff getting more expensive. I don't know if you've been to the West End lately, but the stuff that they're packing into Falls Park is massive, huge structures. And from what I could tell, you know, one's a hotel.
Is it a monolith?
Well, I think they're all apartments. And if you look on the backside, it's massive. There's so much space.
Mm-hmm, it is.
So many apartments.
Now, Hawaii, the $1 million would only last you 10 years and 2 months.
Yeah, but all the pineapple, though.
Costs twice as much out there. California.
I bet urinals don't stink over there. I bet they don't.
I don't know, man.
Everything smells citrusy and orangey and pineapple-y.
Yeah.
Coconut.
Everything just smells like sunblock.
Is that coconut milk in there? No, I'm taking a whiz.
I don't think they don't like us there either.
What do you, us? It's us.
They consider them and us.
Well, the history of Hawaii is real interesting anyway, because it was a nation, and then they sold it to us. They sold their own people out. It was, who was it, Queen Kamona Wanalea?
I think so.
Yeah.
If you were in Georgia or Tennessee, you could live over 22 years on your $1 million. Cheaper there than it is here.
Hmm.
And the cheapest state to retire in would be Mississippi, where you could $1 million would last you 23 years, 2 months, and 2 days.
So that is reflective of just really the cost of living per state.
Yeah.
And it's just... The tie-in is that Powerball and all that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so if you had $551 million minus taxes, you'd still have plenty to live on for the rest of your life and do whatever you wanted, pretty much.
What a mind F the human experience is. Grow up scared to death. Stay in school. Go to college so you can have a nice life. Oh, my God, the tuition. Well, you'll have 20 years to pay for it, small APR. And then once you get out I got my tuition paid off, I get to retire next month. Where am I going to live? Nursing home?
Yeah, really.
Oh, my God.
Sounds like the cost of living raise should be up.
I turn 30 next year, and this is shocking me, man. It's shaking me to my core.
Well, evidently,
it's causing me to lose my memory.
You can live on the beach in Mississippi.
Yeah.
For a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody goes there. Like to move. I never heard anybody say I want to move.
That's why. It's not a popular retirement destination. That's why it costs so much less to do it there.
But what about, like, if you... Speaking of down, I lived here all my life, love Greenville. But what the hotels and stuff that they're building, I think it's nice that people want to come here. But the one that they're building across from the Peace Center, I read a piece about it. Oh my God, it's where the Greenville News used to be.
Oh, you mean like down in Falls Park area?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I was like, and the something I read about it, said that this is for folks who come in for a Peace Center event.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good God. Just go walk right across the street, go to the Peace Center.
You know, Clemson was a huge retirement town, and then when they started building all that stuff up, like Grand Mark,
yeah,
I started driving those people out too.
Mm-hmm.
They complain about it.
That's wild.
You are.
That is wild.
It's, yeah, man. It's, I mean, it. Okay. Somebody just texted in the question. I always ask, like, where, what all these people do for a living who afford all the places they're building downtown? I still can't figure that out.
The apartments.
I don't know what these people do or where the jobs are that you can afford to spend that much on an apartment in Greenville.
I don't know.
I mean, I'm curious. It's a genuine question. It's not me trying to be a smartass. I really want to know what they do.
They're going
to
be a bubble city like the ones in China.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody can live there.
Just you remember towns. My prophetic dream.
Where I stabbed you in the shower with no knife?
No, that one was exhilarating. No, the one where I said in the future we will have to go, we'll have to have passports to go state to state,
yeah,
maybe even city to city.
I'm going to play Mega Millions. Should we strike a deal, Fat Boy, since you're playing and I'm playing? If one of us wins, we'll give the other one a little bit?
I like that.
Gross.
We can do that. Oh, you talk about money?
You'll both. Smother.
Both.
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 Both of those.
Yeah,
things.
Both.
Yeah, we made more money, too.
I mean, if I win, I'd give you 10 mil.
Where would you move?
If you win, you give me 10 mil. It seems fair.
I'd have the biggest house Easley's ever seen.
Yeah, you would.
It'd be massive.
How much is it? 700 million?
Yeah.
That means the Lord gets $70 million.
Oh, wow.
Well, that, yeah, because that name is supposed to be before taxes and stuff, right?
Yeah, you got to do it before taxes.
Yeah.
You might start your own church with that.
Oh, no, I wouldn't start a small little church.
There'd be two Lamborghini driving
preachers. I'd start a mega
town
church. With mega deacons and mega pews and everything.
Yeah. Yeah. Even if
a
you
bank
tax 45% on that lottery bookstore winnings, you'd still have $250 million left over. You'd be fine.
Like, your state wants you to win that so bad. They're pulling for your state is pulling for you to win Powerball.
Yes, they are.
They really
it's
are.
A big boon to the state because they get that tax revenue.
This is the Powerball winner.
Yeah.
We got us one.
Wow.
Won the Mega Millions.
So, okay. So don't play just the numbers. Pick your own. That's the strategy?
I mean, I guess what I'm going to do.
That's what you're going to start doing now? But you should have been doing that for years. Then it would have paid, pay off more.
I just got to know where to go. Mom and pop or a chain?
Oh, okay.
Seems like mom and pop's the way.
If we have time, I can work in the game. We need to do it. Hurry up and do it before the prize goes bad.
What?
Remember I told you that I had some leftover Christmas stuff. Okay, you may tell you what it
any match.
I have a game idea.
Okay.
Oh man.
Look at that right there. Untouched.
I'm almost out.
My last box of Andy's chocolate mints.
Oh, okay. Got some Andy.
So I'll need a second to put together a couple more, but I started that list of is that a villain or a medicine?
Huh.
Villain or medicine?
But on the surface, that sounds easy.
It does. You could have told me that Batman's back was broke by Moderna 6 months ago, and I would have believed you.
That was Bane.
I know.
Oh, okay.
Moderna sounds like a villain name, Jim.
It does. It does.
Yeah. All right, we'll do that, and then y'all can play for some recycled cans, but also, more importantly, Andy's.
I do like Andy's after dinner candies.
All right, perfect. We're going to have this game next. Medicine or villain right after this. Morning, everybody.
Come on. Stream live every morning.
No better way to start your day.
And don't miss a show with the Daily Podcast. Oh. Just make 93.3 The Planet a favorite on the radio.com app.
It really strengthens your groin.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3 The Planet.
Rocks. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is 7:30. Look at that. 2 minutes late already. Don't forget, if you haven't listened to this week's episode, episode 21 of After Hours with the Rise Guys, check that out. It's free to listen to. I try to promote it since the company doesn't.
I don't like to.
Dying to this week, we're going to talk about hot guys and our favorite hamburgers. It's going to be really good. You guys should check it out.
I'm sorry.
It's really good.
I don't have any energy.
I sit here all morning listening to these two girls talk about their podcast. I don't even know who it is.
That sounds so exciting.
Meanwhile, I got to take time out of my show, our show, to talk about our podcast. Do they do promos for ours on theirs?
I mean, surely they got to.
They don't.
But if you text podcast to the CVM text line 72341, you're only going to get links back for our podcasts. Mm-hmm. You get links for both of them if you text podcast to 72341.
Yes. And us talking about hamburgers would be more entertaining than them.
I guarantee
sure.
you, I know a hell of a lot more about hamburgers than them girls.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh. I guarantee it.
They probably eat Impossible burgers. Nothing good. Wrong with that, baby, if you're listening.
Yeah.
I had a good one yesterday. Grill Marks, oh, it's so good.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah.
Boy, you know what's so crazy about that? Folks want to understand this. I had sidewall last night. That's interesting.
Yeah.
That's really, really interesting. Some good food.
Yeah.
Do you have any game music that could bring together the worlds of comic books and prescription drugs?
Maybe something like this.
Perfect.
Wow.
Pretty sure a lot of the panelists were on prescription drugs.
That and, like I've said before, this could be a fun porno song.
It could.
You know, it's not anything serious. They're just...
With a guy yesterday, he can use this.
Oh, my God. Man.
He's crying about it.
That was so... Oh, man. Now you sent my mind down another road, but that was so bizarre.
It was strange.
The guy's in a relationship was. He and his girl started having sex on film for profit. They've broken up now. He enjoys having sex with her, obviously, but he loves her. She wants to break up but continue the business platform they started together. And he's mm-hmm. like, yeah, I want to do it, but man, I'm going to feel sad if she makes me leave.
Yep.
It's like, well, now you know how those other girls felt. Okay. Nine, you and Fat Boy both, very few things do you both enjoy.
And it ain't each other.
Oh, I know that. He don't like anybody.
I'm a Fat Boy.
That's what I was talking about. Open it up, brand new, fresh.
Yeah.
Andy's chocolate mints.
Give me some of them after dinner candies. Oh. See, that's how I always say it, Andy's after dinner candies, because the price is right.
You know, this is like, you know how after you have a big meal, some people, maybe you would like to have a cigarette?
Yeah.
This is after dinner cigarettes for diabetics right here.
Or people who like menthols.
Well, yeah, you're right.
Man, you drop those in some vanilla ice cream.
Mm-hmm. Well, I learned this from, I think it was New Jack City. I'm going to give you each one for free to start.
All right, thanks, Nino Brown.
Here you go.
Oh, thank you.
Just try that. See what you like. If you like it and you want more, I have some more over here.
This ain't Bean Boozled with mint chocolate, is it?
Mm. I don't know. Taste it and see. I wouldn't want you both to get diarrhea. Who'd run the board?
I said bring something. All right, we got a trash can in here.
Steph, get to the station ASAP, please. Oh, crap. One of you wouldn't be able to come back in here.
That's true.
Yep, that's the rule.
So the game idea, I had this over Christmas. I started seeing all these commercials about brand new medicines and stuff. Not anything COVID related, but just all these. They all have the same.
That's good mint.
Inspirational music to it.
And bizarre warnings on the bottom of the screen if you read the fine print.
And people walking through like sunflower fields and the sun is shining and everything's
look,
beautiful.
I don't have hemorrhoids anymore. I can go walk.
And it's like, oh, this is so fun. There's even one that has what's her name? Pete Davidson's old girl. People usually do that the opposite way. Looks like she was 14. It. You know the girl. She does a commercial for once. Like, you're doing medicine songs now. But then I was like, how do they come up with the titles? A lot of times it's suffix, prefix. A lot of times I think they just have a running list of, man, that sounds like a good idea. If we don't use it as a medicine, we'll sell it to the Marvel Universe.
Yeah.
So there came the game. You like the chocolate? You like it?
I love Andy Mints.
Yeah.
A lot better than York.
The game, villain or medicine. Just like traditionally our games, I will say a word. It mm-hmm. will either be medicine or villain. Not necessarily just comic book, but villain. Okay?
Just a villain, yeah.
If you know it, scream your name. I will then go to you. If you get it right, you could get a variety of candies.
We don't have to like really scream though, right?
No,
we
actually
got microphones.
Don't. Yeah. Actually, you could just raise your hand.
I'll just say my name. Yeah, I'll just say my name.
Yeah. Try it out and see how it goes.
Nine.
It's all right.
Nine.
I like that second one better.
Nine.
Okay, I like that one.
Nine. I got this.
No.
Stay on that same one. All right, here we go.
Let's go.
Round number one will be for three.
Oh, 3 mints? Oh, I hope I win.
Got the whole box.
I hope I win.
I ate three at once.
I got three boxes in the freezer.
Oh, good.
I got a bunch of them. All right.
Freezer downstairs here?
Question number one.
All right, first one.
Villain or medicine?
Jim Tessa.
Nine. That's the medicine.
Ring the bell, it is a medicine. Bonus point for three more Andy's mints. Can you tell me what it would treat?
Man, I have
Jim Tessa.
I have no idea. I will say cholesterol.
Cholesterol is not the answer. Overactive bladder.
Ah,
here you go.
Thank you.
What does that mean? Too
collect
much at once?
Collect my prize.
I don't know.
I might not have any prize left time the game's over.
It's opposite of what we have. All right. Question number two.
All right, I got to come back.
Villain or medicine?
Anna Kenra.
Nine.
Villain.
That is incorrect.
Ah, hell.
Anna Kenra is
a
medicine.
Medicine.
To treat arthritis.
Oh, okay.
A-N-A-K-I-N-R-A. All right. I'll save these for myself. I can't give them away to caller 13
because you can't.
I just have to throw them at you. All right.
And the window don't open.
That's true.
Yeah, don't.
Question number three. Villain or medicine? Ebanga.
Fat boy.
Ebanga or Ebanga? Not Umanga.
See, I got to say villain because I think Otabanga when you say it.
Smart move. Not the right move, though.
Ah, hell. I've never seen the thing.
Ebanga is a medicine to treat Ebola.
Okay.
Which also sense. Brings up a future game, Villain or Disease, I just thought of.
I'll take his prize, then.
Dang it.
No, that's not the way it works.
Oh, I thought it was.
I tell you what I'll do. All
he's
the
taking
ones,
the prize.
All the ones that are missed, I'll put them. That'll be the grand prize.
Okay.
All the leftovers.
Okay.
And plus, I only have a couple more. You know, when I was putting this together, I saw the name John Wick, and I was like, that sounds like a candle you'd use in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm. It does.
Question number four.
All right, number four.
Medicine or villain?
Tazverik.
Fat boy. Man, that's got to be a medicine. It sounds like it's got to be a medicine.
It is a medicine.
I know it was.
It treats sarcoma, which, again, could also be...
I don't know what that is.
It's cancer.
Someone's skin. Oh, yeah. Skin cancer.
Now, he don't get another one because he got that right. Because he knew what it was.
No. You get them.
Okay.
Here they come.
Oh, yeah. I got the shield.
I'll go around.
Yeah, you got to go around the shield.
Buddy. All right. Last and final one. Because I want to do news. This is going to be for 1, 2, 3, 4.
This will be for the grand prize because we're tied up 1-1.
I'm just going to make it a full total 10.
Okay.
The last one. Medicine name or villain name? ID Benone.
Nine. Medicine.
It is medicine. Not only just for Alzheimer's, Huntington's disease, which sounds real highfalutin, liver disease, and heart disease. Ida Benone. All I know is you, my friend, are that much closer to diabetes.
Thank you.
There you go. You get 9.
All he does is win.
10. No matter what. That means you win total.
13.
Jesus.
That means you win, fat
plus
one.
The free one already.
He's got
a whole box for Christmas.
You got to eat them all at once.
I'll throw one at you if you catch it in the mouth.
All right.
Oh, my. One more try.
All right, come on.
Oh, that had to hurt. All right, last one. We got to go to break. 1, 2, 3.
That was short. Almost.
1, 2, 3. All right, we're done.
He can't catch stuff in his mouth.
All right, last one. 1, 2, 3. All right, 1, 2, 3.
Hey, you gave him more than I won.
All right, Jimmy. that was fun.
Just throw candy every day.
What is going on in the flex, Jim? I'll come clean all that up.
Oh, yeah. No, you won't either. I'm going to pick mine up and eat it. The original Ghostbusters was apparently supposed to involve some paranormal oral activity. That's paranormal.
Oh, man. Oh, Lord, Slimer's taking on a new look in my mind.
You don't know.
I've never seen Fat Boy so active. Hey, Fat Boy's family, you want him to get out and work in the yard? Go pretend it's an Easter egg hunt. He'll get him out there.
He will.
All right, we'll be back. Headlines right after this. Morning, everybody.
You stream. I stream. We all stream. This is the official home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak & Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
When news breaks, Google Fingers finds it faster than you. It's Rise Guys Headlines with 9.
I don't like that one as much.
It was really quiet that time.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the Plex, in any case.
Hey, 9, thanks.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. The original Ghostbusters movie was supposed to involve some paranormal.
Nice. Yeah. Paranormal.
That's
Eat my ghost.
Involving a ghost. Ernie Hudson said that, and I believe Winston.
We interviewed him.
Mr. Zedmore. When he speaks, I believe what he says.
Yeah.
The original Ghostbusters was supposed to have a scene involving paranormal sex. It was actually filmed, but it was ultimately left on the cutting room floor. Man, these things should all come out at some point. Like the other hour and a half of Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, these deleted Ghostbusters scenes. I want to see this stuff. And there's no reason not, because y'all can make money off of it.
Yeah. Used to, that'd be the fun thing about buying an actual DVD. It's like, you know, the bloopers or the deleted scenes and stuff. Easter eggs.
Yeah.
And now it's just like... Mm. You might get a director C word out of there. That's about it.
But do you know which Ghostbuster was supposed to receive?
Pleasures of the oral type?
Because what happened was that it was actually filmed, and it was apparently pretty graphic. Ernie said there had been a scene where we go to the firehouse and we spend the night, and during the night a ghost comes in and slips under the covers with somebody.
Oh.
Ernie?
I was going to guess it was the Keymaster.
It's one of the Ghostbusters. Which one do you think it was? Do you think it was Egon, Winston, Venkman, yeah. Ray?
I think it's old Bull Ramis. Egon.
No, that would have been, well, that might have been the funniness, because he would have been real awkward with it. He would have been like, no, stop. Oh, that feels nice. I'm going to give you about 4,000 years to stop. I want to suck you. Go ahead and do it then.
No, they filmed it, but then somebody thought maybe it's not such a good idea, so it never showed up in the movie.
That was one of the most, looking back now, it was such a kid's movie, but looking back now, it wasn't. Not that it had like...
It almost really wasn't at all.
It was very, like, it had some real dark key elements to it.
It really did, yeah.
I loved it.
The opening scene,
the lady version.
The first time I watched Ghostbusters, I was 3 or 4 years old, and the opening scene where they're in the office building or the library or whatever kind of scared me when I was that young.
20 years ago, the ladies version would have been called Ghostbusties.
Yeah. The one on Showtime After Dark or
yeah.
Skinamax?
Yeah.
Any guesses on which of the Ghostbusters was supposed to get the favors?
I'm going to say Venkman.
I'm going to say Bill Murray, yeah. Cause
it was Raymond Stantz.
Wow.
Dan Aykroyd, believer of crystal skulls.
Well, he wrote it, right? So he wrote that for himself.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Danny.
Yeah, him and Ramis.
Well... I just thought of a movie thing I saw yesterday, but it would open up a can of worms, and we don't want those worms open.
Annie Potts made a good Janine in that movie. She's great.
Annie Potts?
Yeah, she was great in that.
She did the cartoon voice also. She's one of the few that actually is like, yeah, I'm available. I'll do the cartoon VO.
I'll do that. But yeah, she's just good enough to do Janine and be a designing woman. Come on, how you got two accents that don't suck?
How you going to be from in Georgia, and all of a sudden now you're in Chicago, right? Yeah. Wasn't that where it was at?
Ghostbusters was New York.
New York? Oh, God. Yeah. What was in Chicago, besides all the weekend murders?
Adventures in Babysitting, Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
You know what? That is what it was.
All those John Hughes movies.
Yeah, all the John Hughes movies. Well, they were in Shermer, which is a fictional city in Illinois. Yeah.
You know they rented out a high school and lived there?
Home Alone was in Chicago.
That's where they did Uncle Buck's the high school scene, too.
Yeah, the Uncle Buck. Yeah, that movie was around.
You know, they're remastering the movie with Dolly Parton. I don't know if you heard.
There's another big one I just thought of that took place in Chicago. Dutch was based in Chicago. That's where they were going back to with Ed O'Neill.
Yeah.
Going back to Chicago. And there was a bunch of movies back. Blues Brothers, a whole bunch of movies back in the day in Chicago. Now there aren't many.
Yeah. That's true.
I miss movies about Chicago. They were all good and funny.
It was a good setting.
Everybody needs somebody. Where was Blues Brothers 2000? Where was that at?
I don't know.
Besides the discount bin at Walmart.
The discount bin at Walmart is exactly what I was about to say. Is Matthew McConaughey joining WWE? Is Matthew McConaughey going to wrestle? Are you going to play bongos naked? Bongos?
They're going to promise it and it'll never happen. What's up, Shaq?
But he's at the point of his fame and his career where he can do whatever he wants. And apparently what he wants is to get in a squared circle. Maybe. In a recent interview, Matthew hinted that he might be doing something with WWE.
They need the help.
He didn't want to say too much, because he can't say much about those sorts of things, but he says it's something that interests him. He has kids who are 12, 10, and 8, and he says they actually watch wrestling together.
Yeah, he was on the Take documentary. Remember they were hanging out backstage?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I always figured that was just like, that's what celebrities do. They get to backstage each other's events.
I guess he's a big mark now.
Yeah, he loves wrestling, apparently, which makes sense. He seems like he would like wrestling. And I bet women would watch wrestling with him and not complain about it.
No.
Because, you know, he's so hot.
Yeah. Well, what happened to, besides, well, people get irritated when we talk about wrestling.
They do. Even if we just do that story about Matthew McConaughey about wrestling.
This is the point where someone hasn't seen me in a while. Says, hey, Matt, you like wrestling, don't you? I'd be like, AEW. Yeah. Like, I want to let you know. That's like saying, you like football, don't you?
Don't you?
Seahawks are playing.
Wednesday night's wrestling night. You still mad about that Seahawks coat when you was in middle school?
Damn right.
I would be too.
You wish you had
it now. WWE is in such a horrible place. It's not even that love affair. Oh, I hate it. I love it. I'll never watch it again. It just sucks.
Yeah, it does.
It is drizzling doo-doo.
It's an oppressive company.
Yeah. Got a lot of talent, but yeah, they don't know what to do. You want to hear about a drunk guy?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
You ever seen one of those floating tiki huts at the beach or lake or somewhere? It's a boat.
Oh, yeah.
26-year-old guy named Tyler Morlong from Independence, Missouri. He was in Key West this week.
Why don't you swallow that chocolate before you go?
Working on it.
Look at his teeth.
On Wednesday morning, he was drunk, and he found his way onto a floating tiki hut. There's a company that has these tiki hut-style charter boats with a full bar on them. And by the way, his name's not Tyler, it's Tylen. I misread it. Tylen.
Oh.
That's T-Y-L-N. Tylen. Maybe it's Tiln.
Tiln?
Yeah, it reads like Tiln.
Was he playing the NBA?
Tiln turned the ignition and drove off on the Tiki Hut boat.
He took it.
Yeah, and he didn't just take it for a spin and then come back. This drunk ass took it for a good ride. The U.S. Coast Guard wound up having to track him down off the coast of Key West, and he was arrested for felony grand theft because he stole a damn boat.
Must have had a couple 250s on the back if he's hauling ass.
That's the thing about drunk people on vacation. They don't understand that law still exists. Certainly not that they apply to them.
On vacation, not in cars. They think golf carts. I remember in Nashville, people, wasn't me, on the bird scooters, just driving all crazy out in the middle. Like they were J-scooting.
I'll incriminate myself here to incriminate a bunch of other people. Today was one of those days where I'm coming up Highway 25,
yeah,
and I'm doing about 20 over the speed limit.
You drove the wrong way?
Because everybody's passing me, and if I go any slower, I'm going to get run off the road.
Oh.
So I'm doing 20 over, and everybody's blowing my doors off.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
Mm-hmm. You got hard cars.
You should meet my doors off. You would, too.
Yeah. He named it Jim Morrison.
Yeah.
And the others. Hey, you're getting Rayman Zarek.
Yeah, you are.
In the back seat.
I'm going to work this one in here real quick. There's a woman in the UK tweeted out a picture of a note that her neighbor left for her. This is funny. It's pretty sexy, too. Think about it. Tweeted out a picture of a note yesterday the neighbor left, and it asked her to stop, quote, screaming like a pig during sex. The woman said she personally thought she sounded like the Herbal Essence woman.
Oh, not like Ned Beatty?
No, not like Trevor Lawrence in the show.
Dude, when I hear squeal like a pig, is that not where your mind goes?
Yeah.
There was a thing going around on Twitter about a month ago where it said, pick one movie, pick one actor, everybody else is replaced by Muppets. And the best answer to that is Deliverance and Ned Beatty. Ned Beatty's the only actor left. All the other actors are Muppets.
I would vote for Left Behind.
The woman.
God would be the two old men up in the orchestra balcony.
Yeah. The lady also tweeted the note made her feel hella uncomfortable, but because of how her neighbor phrased it, next time, quote, I'll be louder.
Wow. I have to ask, was there a man involved?
I think so. It said during sex. I don't know what kind of sex it was, though. I can't say if there was or not.
It was tiki sex.
Yeah.
I actually get... I get Hawaiian haircuts. I go to a tiki barber.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Sorry, Rondi.
Oh, man, I want to see what the, I want to see a picture of the lady, but her her profile picture on Twitter appears to be a Barbie doll wearing glasses.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's a bad sign.
I'm afraid to look up pig sex lady.
Oh, I love Don't Get It In My Eyes, Barbie. That one's cute.
Further investigate this Twitter account. But for right now, I'm 9. Those are your Rise Guys headlines styled by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique.
At least he's honest about it.
Not the hair, Barbie.
All right. The
You
are. The experiment is about to begin. We're going to see if we can change the game. Can we turn Blank Off Friday, the FOF line, into the friendliest of Friday, meaning all the calls will be positive things? That person in front of me paid for my drive-thru order. I asked the guy if I could borrow a dollar. He gave me $100. Whatever it may be.
$3 bill in his pocket.
You, 864-241-4318. Maybe this is the beginning of something new or a one-off.
We'll find out.
We'll find out next. The FOF line. The friendliest of Fridays. Morning, everybody.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
I just like everything about it. It's just really funny. I like to stay up with current events, but at the same time, I also like to laugh. So it's the best of both worlds.
The Rise Guys. 93.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.